Welcome back to A Drop of Happy, the podcast arm to my blog, lightv.com, where we focus on carefree, stress well, light and lively living while loving and reviewing entertainment art tidbits. I am your host, Wanda Toby, and what are we talking about today? My latest blog post is about pivoting, and it's about my weekend. I actually wrote this on Sunday, just a little late publishing it, but it's 7 steps to your personal pivot. So on Sunday, after having it was a long day. I did a lot of things. I did all the things that we, you know, do to move through life. I did laundry. I washed the cars. I went to the gym. Like it was a long day, but it was a good day, but it was long. And towards the end of the day, I finally had some time to kind of sit and chill, and sitting and chilling to me means writing. So I did promise myself in 2024 that I would write more. I would write like my life depended on it. I would write like it's going out of style, because in my head, in my Hamilton obsessed head, I remember the song where he would write like he was going out of style. And I said, I am going to write like that. Like a person possessed, right? Of course, it hasn't happened. I haven't been able to do that because, I be wanting to sleep. I mean, I be tired. I be working. I'm tired and I be wanting to sleep. So it's still a work in progress. I'm still working towards that promise. So on Sunday, after, you know, I did all the fun things, and actually I hadn't like actually washed my own car in a while. So that was kind of fun. I did it with my daughter, and it was like relaxing and soothing, and also was a little nostalgic because reminded me of, lazy Sunday afternoon that me and my late husband used to have. So it was nice, even though like it was a lot, right? So after all that was done, I was like, okay, sort of done, actually, I should say sort of done, because there was still some things that I hadn't completed. But I was like, you know what? It's my time to write. Like, that's what I'm going to do. So I did take the time to kind of like, all right, I got a couple of hours. I cooked. Listen, I packed in some things and I'm like, ooh, but I have a couple of hours that I can write before I have to, you know, wind down and take myself to bed. And I was tired. So, and writing to me is like a breath of fresh air. Not all the time, but most of the time it's like, so I'm like, ooh, yes, I'm a do it. So I sat at my computer to write, and then I got distracted by something that in my mind needed to get done. Like I have to do this thing, something that if I didn't do it, or I felt like if I didn't do it, it would kind of impede my writing from reaching more audiences, on my blog, like a technical thing. So of course I was like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna do this real quick. It turns out it wasn't so quick. Turns out I spent the whole 2 hours and then some trying to figure this out. I was rewarded with success after several Google searches and confusing ass instructions. And finally, I found this one YouTube video that I was just like, this is what I'm looking for. And honestly, I don't know why it took me so long just search a freaking YouTube video, but I found it. And as frustrating as the exercise was, and no writing was done, I did feel satisfied. I didn't accomplish like what I wanted to accomplish, but I accomplished something. And that something is part of a bigger plan. And I was like, okay, that was enough for me for the day, And I mean, I didn't really do all the laundry, but a win is a win. A win is a win. And I don't always pivot that well, right? And I do have a quote like on pivoting and what that is, right? Like short, sweet, basic, boom. A pivot is change in strategy without changing the vision. Eric Ries. That day, I felt like I pivoted really well, but I don't always pivot very well. Pivot is such a good word, right? Like, it's a good word. It's a strong word. I have a thing about words, so I love good words. And pivoting is a good thing. To pivot is to change course. Maybe a bit, maybe a lot. It's to shift focus towards a different direction or aspect that you weren't thinking of, but you're not losing complete sight of the big picture. So to pivot is really to allow yourself the grace to switch gears, but staying on the same track, staying on track, switching gears, but staying on track. Here's another quote by Viktor Frankl. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Viktor Frankl. So the thing is, there's a lot of times when a situation is outside of our control. Heck, most of the time, situations kind of be outside of our control, right? And sometimes, honestly, the best way to handle that is to pivot. Not the situation, but to pivot ourselves. Whether it be our mindset, pivot how we, you know, how we think about a situation, readjust that, or even the course of action that we were planning to take. I think the mindset pivot is a little bit harder, but sometimes the only way we can actually change our course of action is to change our mindset. So sometimes the two go hand in hand. But pivoting is, in the business world, pivoting is like when you Google and pivot comes up, you have to put like psychological pivot, or you have to put personal pivot, because all of the articles, all of the things that's going to come up are about the business world. And it's important because it kind of signifies the efforts of like that business, that corporation, that enterprise, the efforts that they may take to stay fresh and ahead of their competition. So they usually have to pivot. However, I do find that I do see that a lot of those principles can be used in our personal lives to stay ahead of stressful situations. It's really about being flexible and adaptable, right? It's again, when I kind of talk about these things and these finds and these articles and stuff like that, really nothing's new under the sun. At least that's what it seems like to me. And it's kind of like just looking things at a different perspective and pulling it all together. So there are times in life when we can be so bent on doing things like one way, or better yet, not even one way, but our way, our specific way. And you see a lot of that going around nowadays. So we can be bent on doing it our specific way, and things could be falling apart around us, but we're doing it our way. So that's all that matters. We end up losing sight of what's important. Like, relationships could be jacking up, but because we got to do it the way we want to do it, And we've all been a little guilty of this at some point in time. But in those cases, people sometimes seem unwilling to change course. And that can be like a huge problem. Whereas pivoting is embracing the change instead of fighting it. So Forbes has an article that discusses pivoting in your career. Again, a lot of the stuff is very business related and things like that, but it's a great read. I have I'll post the link so you can find it. But again, you can apply those principles to life in general. The ideas and the suggestions are like common when seeking success. There are some principles and ideas that are very like common. If you do these things, you will most likely have some level of success, right? The problem is we commonly do not apply them or even stay consistent. So here are seven things that you could successfully pivot, right? All right. Understand yourself. So I have a lot of previous blog posts about the importance of knowing your value and knowing what you stand for and what that means, right? And this is part of understanding yourself, like knowing who you are, knowing your values, knowing what you stand for. And you don't even maybe need to go that deep, but kind of understanding yourself where it relates to your goals, where it relates to the direction that you're trying to take, where it relates to existing relationships and how you deal with basic life situations and basic life conflicts. Having that baseline of understanding will really help you kind of acknowledge when something is not going right, when something doesn't feel right, when you're in a situation that you need to about face and you need to pivot. Next thing is define your goals. Again, this is not rocket science. Come on, guys. Define your goals, right? It's important not only to know where you are, right? But also where you're trying to go. What are you trying to do? What are your goals? Do you have a plan to reach them? In my New Year's resolution post, I talked about SMART goals. Like, set them up. Are they attainable? Are they measurable? All that good stuff. The next thing is, and I feel like this is really important because we are creatures of community, and that is build your support system. Not only, but assess your support system and nurture it. What does your support system look like? And if it's crappy, what are you doing to nurture it? What are you doing to revive it? Even if you think of it like a garden. Like, what are you doing to take care of it? Build upon it and increase your connections by linking with the type of people that will help motivate you, that will inspire you and help keep you in the right mindset. This is huge because when you're around people that, I don't want to say you want to emulate, but that motivate you, that inspire you and all that, you have a level of awareness of the mess you don't want in your life. And if you find yourself in a messy situation or something like that, that will help you. That will help you to be like, pause, pump the brakes. This is not what I'm trying to be in. This is not the environment. This is not the vibe that I want in my life. And guess what? You can do what? You can pivot. The other thing is develop your skill set. This is super important for several reasons. For mind, body, wellness, well-being, developing a skill set, that matches your goals, right? and aligns with your goals. Sometimes it could be something totally new that you have to learn that will help you along. It'll help you evolve as well as help you kind of get closer to accomplishing your goals. So this is why you kind of have to know all those things. This is why you kind of have to have goals and have a target, because there may be certain things that you have to do to get to it. And there may be certain skill set that you need to develop to get to it. And it is actually even better if it's a new skill set. Honing in on a skill set that you have is great too. But if it's a new skill set, that's very helpful, because you're kind of doing like a synergistic thing. You're also helping your brain and your mind, your well-being, all that, when you have to challenge yourself, right? Especially challenging yourself with something new, because like you think, oh, my brain doesn't like that, but your brain actually loves that. So the next thing is seek guidance. Wait, was that my stomach? Ooh, my stomach said seek guidance. My stomach said seek food. Okay. Focus, Wanda, focus. I don't know if you focus when you're hungry, but we're gonna do it. So sometimes we kind of close ourselves off. We close ourselves to constructive criticism. We close ourselves even from help from people that we love and we care about. I'm gonna tell you what, like sometimes I I'll be transparent, because I'm the first one to acknowledge my flaws to myself, because I can't stand when people tell me about myself. And this is just what we talk about right here. Sometimes like somebody will like try to give you advice or try to, you know, what have you, like family members or whatever. And sometimes I just don't want to do it like that, or I'm just not trying to hear you, or I'm just not whatever. But take the, like, don't close yourself off. Like, even if you're not in it at that moment, take that away and reflect. I didn't put that in here, but reflection, like, should be the baseline. Things that should be the baseline: reflection, consistency, communication, focus. Like, these should be baseline, right? So reflection should definitely be a baseline. So maybe you're not open at the moment. Maybe something's going on and you're not trying to hear it at that moment, but take it away, store it, and then go back and reflect on what they were saying. Reflect on how it made you feel. Reflect on how you reacted to it, right? Because being closed off, it doesn't help us in our cause to be more engaged and flexible and able to learn stuff. Like, being closed off is just that. You're closed off, nothing can get in. I mean, maybe that's self-preservation, nothing can get out either, but you're not growing, and that's a problem. Even more so, seeking understanding from like professionals can help us improve and possibly gain perspectives that were hidden from us or that we kind of closed our eyes to. Kind of be open to receive a helping hand, to receive love, to receive support. It's super, super important, and goes back to kind of like our yearning or our need to be in community, because that is part also of building community, part of building your network, part of your connection. So it's super important. The other thing, okay, is to stay resilient. Like, this is the boring part. I could have easily read and stay consistent. This is the part where we kind of like enter a loop. So I recently started going to the gym. It's not recent, but I'm trying to be more consistent. There we go again. And one of the things, when I say this is the boring part, there's a lot of repetition when you go to gym, like especially when you're doing weightlifting. Like, you're adjusting a little bit, you're adding weight, you're challenging yourself, you're pushing yourself, but sometimes you're doing the same stuff. You're doing the same shit, right? So that's why I say this is like where it's not glamorous being resilient. It's you're kind of in a loop because you can't give up. Resilience is tough. It is when we keep pushing while still trying to maintain a positive attitude or a positive perspective, because you have to have some level of confidence, some level of something to be like, psh, I'm going to get back up. I'm going to dust my shoulders off. I'm going to do this again. I'm going to get right back in this thing called life. Resilience is learning and growing. Resilience is not giving up, and you have to stay resilient, because if you at any point in time, I'm not saying like, oof, I'm not going to get a breather, I'm not going to rest. But at some point you have to get back in the game. That's resilience, right? Because then you will get to see victory, and other people will get to see your victory, and then it kind of spreads, right? So that's why it's important to stay resilient, because you gain strength to pivot the next time. Lastly, again, boring, 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 rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Once again, this is the part that really isn't very exciting. All of these together, all these things will allow us to first be aware of when we may need to pivot and to kind of take a step to do just that. It can be as boring as my day on Sunday. Or it can be like a life-changing thing. It's a pandemic. It's a national pandemic. And now I have to change the whole way that I was living, right? You have to pivot to adjust to this thing that just happened, which we kind of just went through, and we had to figure it out, right? But no matter the situation, being mindful, staying vigilant to who we are and what we need will help us pivot and not only survive, but also thrive. And I wrote a little ditty. Y'all know I be writing, and I like to write a little poetry. I like to play around with words a little bit. And I like to write like really, really short. This is called The Sin Cane. And I also like to, you know, anybody can take a stab at writing poetry. Accessing. Oh, why is this cat really trying to be loud up in here? Don't be disrespectful. Let me finish my recording, cat. But accessing your creative, this is like a side note, right? Accessing your creativity really helps with stress management, really helps with journaling, writing things down. Actually, I found an article that talked about like, and I'm going to kind of look at that some more, that talked about handwriting and stress management or something like that, and brain function. I don't know, something like that. But when I was thinking about pivoting, it just brought to mind this little ditty, this little sin cane. A sin cane is a five line poem. Okay. And it has like certain syllables, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 2. So wrote a song about it, wrote a poem about it. I'd hear it. Here we go. This one is titled Fluid, Flowing, Malleable, Pliable, Flexible, Nimble, Forever Able to Adapt. By me. And the name of the article, by the way, one of the articles is Pivoting is the Ultimate Skill Set for True Success. I put a link in it, but it's on Forbes. And it's a pretty good article. But mine, you know, kind of summarizes what I felt were the good points and the good takeaways and what you really could apply to your life. Understand yourself, define your goals, build your support system, develop your skill set, seek guidance, stay resilient, and rinse and repeat. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please share. Please come back. Check out the blog. I'd love that too. And remember to live light and stress well. LightV.com, www.LITEV.com.